النقي means the pure, the immaculate, the clean. Al-Hadi means the guide. All the imams came for guidance.
As-salamu alaykum ya ahla bayt al-nubuwa wa mawdi'a al-risala wa mukhtalaf al-malaika.
Peace be upon the directors of right guidance, the lanterns in darkness, the patterns of piety.
This is Dialogue, an introduction into the most important dialogues and conversations of Imam Ali ibn Muhammad al-Hadi alayhi salam. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. This is Dialogue. I'm your host Mahdi. Imam Ali ibn Muhammad al-Hadi alayhi salam was a pure source of wisdom and knowledge. Despite his young age, he showed what divinely gifted knowledge really looks like. Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam was the direct descendant of the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings upon him and his holy household. Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam was also the 10th divinely appointed imam, and he was the 10th divinely appointed successor of the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings upon him. Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam was also the son of the 9th divinely appointed imam, Imam Muhammad ibn Ali al-Jawad alayhi salam. After Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam answered with the answers of an expert the most difficult of questions posed to him by the Shia scholars and jurisprudents, the Shia leaders at that time had more faith and certainty now of what they had previously believed, that a divinely appointed imam must have the most knowledge, and he must be the most knowledgeable one of his time, regardless of whether he is young or old. And so the knowledge, virtue, and the delving into the sciences of the Holy Quran and the Sunnah of Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam astonished the minds and sparked meetings and gatherings in all parts of the Muslim world. At this moment, we invite you to listen to parts of the Arabic text of Ziyarat Jamiatul Kabira by Imam Hadi alayhi salam, along with its English translation. Please stay tuned.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. As-salamu ala a'immat al-huda wa masabih al-tuja wa a'lam al-tuqa wa dawilluha.
In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Peace be upon the directors of right guidance, the lanterns in darkness, the patterns of piety, the owners of understanding, the endued with thoughts, the havens of the peoples, the inheritors of the prophets, the perfect specimen, the most excellent call in the arguments of Allah against the inhabitants of the world, the hereafter and the former world. Allah's mercy and blessings too be upon you all.
Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. As-salamu ala mahal.
Peace be upon the exponents of the recognition of Allah, the centers of Allah's blessing, the essence of Allah's wisdom, the keepers of Allah's secrets, the bearers of Allah's book, the successor of Allah's prophet, and the progeny of Allah's messenger. May Allah send blessings upon him and his household. Allah's mercy and blessings too be upon them.
Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parstoday.ir. You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, dear listeners. It's an honor and a blessing to have you with us. You're listening to Dialogue on IRIB English Radio. So, dear friends, we are talking about the dialogues of Imam al-Hadi, alayhi salam, the 10th divinely appointed Imam. So, as we've been going, you know, slowly but surely and steadily through this very long conversation, this long dialogue of Imam al-Hadi, alayhi salam, which deals with one of the fundamental matters of confusion amongst the Muslims, not only in that era 1,000 years ago, but even in the present day, sometimes, you know, people have some trouble with this concept and they, you know, don't really realize what exactly is going on when it comes to compulsion and free will. Now, we again encourage the listeners to go ahead and go through the previous program so that you understand this idea and this question about whether it is absolute compulsion or absolute free will. Regardless, we have reached this place where we have been provided with enough proofs and evidences from Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam in this conversation, where His Eminence is saying that it is a matter between these two matters. It is neither absolute compulsion nor is it absolute free will. Now, at this point in the conversation, after all of these different stages have been set, you know, and these different proofs have been provided and these evidences against the listeners, should definitely go and listen to these episodes, we come to a point where Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam now starts to specifically talk about each one of them, right? He was setting the stage up to this point, and at this point of the conversation, Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam says, "As for compulsion, it is the belief of those who claim that Allah forces people into committing sins and disobedience. And after Allah has forced people, compulsion, into committing sins and disobeying Him, then Allah punishes those individuals for that." Imam al-Hadi says, "Whoever believes in this concept has done an injustice against Allah. They have committed a wrong against Allah. They have falsified Allah Himself, and they have denied Allah's saying in the Holy Quran." Now, before we get into the verses of the Holy Quran, of course, Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam, in the previous programs we explained this, has said that the Holy Quran is the book which is the clear evidence for the believers. Of course, you have to have this comprehensive knowledge of the book of the Holy Quran in order to be able to come up with the correct understanding and the correct ma'arif and the correct teachings of Islam. So here, Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam, he starts to talk about the different verses of the Quran. And of course, he has said that one who believes in absolute compulsion, jabr, says that Allah forces people into committing sins and then punishes them, and that this is definitely something that is an injustice. But the Holy Quran says, "And your Lord Allah does not deal unjustly with anyone." And then in another place, the Holy Quran says, "This is due to what your own two hands have sent before," meaning the sins that you committed. And on the Day of Judgment, it will be said to these people who committed sins that this is what your hands have sent before. Allah is not in the least unjust to the servants. And another verse of the Holy Quran where Allah says, "Surely Allah does not do any injustice to men, but men are unjust to themselves." And so again, an individual, Imam Hadi alayhi salam says, who claims that they have been forced into disobedience, they have ascribed their sins to Allah, and in this manner they have considered Allah unjust, and Allah does not have the right to punish somebody which He has forced them to do so. And so Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam, in conclusion, he says that this kind of an individual, he considers Allah as unjust and denies the Holy Quran, and whoever denies the Holy Quran is an unbeliever, and they are an unbeliever due to the consensus and the ijma of the whole Muslim ummah. This is Dialogue, Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam. Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Dialogue. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.ir/en/call of Islam page, where you can find all of our previous programs and many other great programs as well. Until another episode, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.